Welcome back. Welcome back to the Conservative Commandos Radio Show. We share an angle, and yours truly, Rick Trader. And once again, for rebroadcast, check out that website of ours, ccrshow.com. That's ccrshow.com. There's a lot of other great information and articles on there I'm sure you will enjoy. And with that, Sharon, we do have our next guest with his longtime friend of the show, and it's your honor to introduce him.
It is my honor and my privilege to introduce Tim Bryce, who's a freelance writer residing in Tampa Bay area, Florida. He's an avid writer and speaker, discussing everything from business and management to politics and morality to systems and technology in our ever-changing world. In addition to his columns and blog entitled The Bryce is Right, which is read by thousands of people worldwide, Tim has also been published in a wide range of publications from the Huffington Post to the Washington Times. And Tim's new book is out there, Before You Vote, Know How Your Government Works, What American Youth Should Know About Government. So, Tim, welcome back to the Conservative Commandos Radio Show.
Sharon, Rick, it's always a pleasure. You know it is.
Well, I thought it was fun that you mentioned us in your latest article entitled Who is Filling Biden's Cabinet? You say, I was recently talking to an old friend, Rick Trader of Conservative Commandos Radio Show, regarding President Biden's cabinet picks. Well, let's dig right in. There are some that are just shocking to me. I just can't figure out why anybody would pick them for that. I didn't know they even had expertise there. It just smacks so much of political paybacks and not real quality. So talk to us a little bit about who Biden is picking these days.
Well, you're right. You think when you're hiring somebody for a specific job, it's based on their skills and talents and knowing that. But, you know, let's take Secretary of Transportation, Pete Buttigieg, formerly mayor of South Bend, Indiana. You know, South Bend is smaller than Clearwater, Florida, which is not a big town down here. But anyway, we're bigger than South Bend, Indiana. And now you're going to give this guy national transportation responsibility. That's a massive job. And I don't remember seeing in his resume that he had anything like it. And it's not just Buttigieg, you know, just doing this. There's a lot of people on this thing, highly suspicious, and people are being picked because of their race, their sexual gender, and all kinds of things. And a lot of Obama appointments, you know, out of the 13 secretaries, six of them were picked by Obama and used by Obama before. So, you know, this is really makes you stop and think about what's going on in there. I've got the whole list here of them. Do you want me to just run through it quickly?
Sure, let's do that.
Okay.
By the way, as you do, I want our audience to just listen to the names. Listen to the last names of Biden's cabinet. And that tells you a lot about the cabinet, in my opinion.
Well, obviously, they're all going to be Democrats. And yes, they're all going to, you know, be in line with President Biden's ideology, which is understandable.
Well, you know, a couple other things. Number one, a lot of them are female, and I have no problem with that. I love women.
Right.
Number two, a lot of them have Hispanic surnames, and I have nothing against Hispanics. But, you know, sorry, Sharon, I'm doing it again. But as you say in your article, in theory, the cabinet secretaries should be the most qualified for their jobs, just as in the business world. Go ahead, Tim.
And let me compare it to what Trump had as the immediate last secretary that they had. But under agriculture, we had Tom Vilsack. He was an Obama appointee, worked back in that same position as agriculture secretary back in 2009. And he's also a former governor of Iowa just recently. And Trump had Ed Schaefer. And he served twice as agricultural secretary of agriculture and as a former governor of North Dakota. So, I mean, by comparison, they seem to be both about the same ilk in terms of what they know. Attorney General, we've got Merrick Garland, and everybody will remember Merrick Garland as the Obama appointee to the Supreme Court, which we never acted on. And he's been serving as a federal judge in the D.C. area, Court of Appeals. you know, a lot of people claim he's a moderate, but his a lot of his decisions do lean left. As we know, the last attorney general we had was Bill Barr, and he had twice served as attorney general before. That doesn't really bother me. For Secretary of Commerce, we have Gina Raimondo, who is the governor of Rhode Island. And she's done some things that are very, very different for Rhode Island. She cut taxes every year, removed thousands of pages of bureaucracy, raised the minimum wage to $11.50 an hour, and made community colleges tuition-free, which is a real favor with the far left. But her approval ratings were always rock bottom in, by comparison of all the other governors in the United States. Now, you compare that to Trump's appointing, who is Wilbur Ross. My gosh, you know, Wilbur Ross, successful businessman, one of the 50 most influential people in global finance in the world. And no comparison there. Secretary of Defense, we have Lloyd Austin. And, you know, he's been in the military for 40 years. He's an African-American. And he's the first black Secretary of Defense. And compare that to Mark Esper, who's also a West Point graduate and did a lot. So there's comparable things. That's not too bad. Education-wise, you have Miguel Cardona. And Cardona's got an interesting background. I mean, he's very much interested in education. He came up as a teacher and through all of the superintendents and all that kind of stuff and ended up being Connecticut's commissioner of education. Offhand, I don't have a problem with him there, but he's got some hard issues he's got to tackle, like the schools closing due to COVID-19 and the transgender sports issue. Under energy, this one I really have a problem with, Jennifer Granholm. She's a former governor of Michigan. She currently is out in UC, out in California, where she is a adjunct professor of law and public policy. She's an attorney. And she was also responsible being part of the Obama transition team years ago. No energy experience whatsoever. And you compare that to Trump's Dan Broillette, who served as the Deputy Secretary of Energy from 2017 to December 2019 before he took over as Secretary of Energy. Health and Human Services, Xavier Becerra, that he had served in the House, far left Democrat. This is one of the guys who was always suing Trump for the southern border and like 15 other different cases out there. I have no idea why they put him out there for Health and Human Services. Trump had Norris Cochran, and he was part of the DHHS since 2006. He'd been around a while, but why he picked this wild far-left guy, Xavier, I have no idea. HUD, here we have Marcia Fudge out there. She's from Ohio, another Democrat from the House. Substantially different background than a predecessor, which is, of course, Dr. Ben Carson, who's eminently qualified and knows what it means to come up through poverty and make it big time. I mean, this guy is a real hero as far as I'm concerned. So there's no match there. Labor, you have Marty Walsh. Walsh is the current mayor of Boston, and he's cruising through his confirmation hearings. Extensive background in unions, both as a member and as a mayor working with them. I sounds like a good fit offhand. He is replacing Eugene Scalia, who, as you remember, he was the son of the late Supreme Court Associate Antonin Scalia. Good Kevin's tongue twister today. And then for Secretary of State, we have Anthony Blinken. Yeah, another Obama appointment, Deputy Secretary, served as Clinton's State Department on the National Security Council for then Vice President Joe Biden. And as we know, Trump, we had Mike Pompeo. I thought Pompeo did a great job. The former CIA director, graduated first as class of West Point House of Representatives. There's no comparison there. I mean, Pompeo was far and above. Then we come to transportation with Pete Buttigieg. And again, as we said, you know, he's a former mayor of South Bend, Indiana. Yaha. compare that to Elaine Chao in there, who is a naturalized citizen, married to Senator Mitch McConnell, serves in the Department of Transportation since 1986 in the Maritime Administration. And she was the longest serving Secretary of Labor they've had. And then finally in Treasury, we have Janet Yellen. She was also an appointment of Obama to the Fed. So she spent a lot of time in academia, where she taught economics in many years at Harvard and London School of Economics. Trump has Steve Mnuchin, American investment banker at Goldman Sachs, very successful on that. So there you have it. And what you see is a lot of people not qualified at all, a lot of them riding Obama's coattails going on into these positions, and a far of them far left. There was one I happened to miss here, and I want to mention that. Let me see if I can find it. Oh, yeah, the Interior, Deb Haaland. She'll be, if she gets approved, a first Native American cabinet secretary. And she's been active in Democrat politics. She spoke against Kavanaugh during his proceedings for the U.S. Supreme Court. She's big into the Green New Deal, Medicare for All. She is far, uber far left. So it's very, very. In fact, there was a letter sent out by 15 Republicans to President Biden urging him to withdraw her name, claiming her nomination is a direct threat to working men and women and a rejection of responsible development of America's natural resources. So there you have it. And like I said, this is going to be a comedy of errors from what I can see.
To the Conservative Commanders Radio Show with Sharon Angle and yours truly, Rick Trader. Our guest this segment is Tim Bryce. He is the creator of The Bryce is Right, and he's also the author of Tim, hold up that book. Hold up that book. Before you vote, know how your government works. What American you should know about government. Tim, thank you for holding through that break. We appreciate your time. You know, Tim, I guess you and I had a conversation about this cabinet. I call it O'Biden's cabinet of political correctness. Once again, you read through these picks. It's a woman. It's a minority. It's a Hispanic. It's gays. It's past members of the Trump cabinet. And again, I go back to something you wrote in your article here. In theory, the cabinet secretary should be the most qualified people for the jobs, just as in the business world. Right. You know, Tim, I was watching the documentary about George Washington the other day and his cabinet. When you look at his cabinet, who was in George Washington's cabinet? Thomas Jefferson. Alexander Hamilton, Henry Knox, and Edmund Randolph. I mean, you talk about names. You talk about people with brains. You talk about people without political correctness. And in this documentary, the commentator said that Washington could not have picked a better cabinet to lead the direction of our country. No political correctness, no picking anybody by the color of their skin or the accent or their last name or the fact that they're part American Indian or the fact that they're gay. Pete Buttigieg, Secretary of Transportation, here's a guy who is the mayor of South Bend, Indiana. South Bend, Indiana, a failed Midwestern city, probably wouldn't even be there if it wasn't for Notre Dame. Okay, in his last election, got a total of 8,500 votes in his last election. And that's not the difference what he won by. That's how many votes in total he got. But because he's gay, because he was mayor of South Bend, Indiana, well, that qualified him to run for president, didn't it? And now it qualifies him to be Secretary of Transportation. One of my Facebook friends said he drove a Jeep in Iraq. Tim, you see what I'm getting at? Edmund Randolph. I wanted to check out who Edmund Randolph was when, you know, You know, I'm sure everybody recognizes the first three names. Okay, Thomas Jefferson, Alexander Hamilton, Henry Knox. Who was Edmund Randolph? Okay, his